We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and IUB at 6:33 and 35 seconds to go right along with it. Football and baseball with the Yankees, too, on this Friday evening on your fan New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Holly Rosenberg, they on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. And we'll take you right up until the Nets. They're in Portland taking on the Blazers. Pre-game 9:45 right here on your fan. New York City.
Hello, my name is Football.
Very nice to meet you, Football.
Here we get the big game coming up, and three of my best backs go out and get plastered and land in a ditch with a car on top.
McGrady has the ball. He gives it to Gershman. No, Sibley's got it. There it goes to right. No, no, it's a fake. A hidden ball. Crisscross, cross, buck, end around, double lateral, razzle-dazzle, spinner, split.
Having two teams in the same city in New York, it's just, it's different. You know, I could see why there's a rivalry there.
Darnold never saw the pressure coming, and he is leading.
And Darnold checking for all of his body parts.
See, that's great, Pinky. You made a touchdown. Are you tired?
If your team loses, you drop $50,000. There won't be anything left to do but jump in the lake.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Penalty on the play. It's against Taxidermy Tech.
Regardless of who we have playing, they need to go on the field, perform. We need to coach well, and we got to win the game.
Jones back to throw on a 1st and 10. His arm got hit. Ball knocked out. Ball is loose. Flag on the play. It's still loose. And scooped up by the Cowboys.
Signal. Una, dua, tre, bendy. This time we'll go left endy. Hey!
You guys want to play football for me?
We can't play football.
You afraid you're going to lose your amateur status, huh?
I feel like every loss is embarrassing. Not just this particular loss, but every single loss, it sucks. Again, I just got to watch the tape.
Darnold rolls out. Here comes the pressure. That pass was it picked at the goal line. Yes, it was.
Obviously, everyone's disappointed, and it's tough, but we'll come back to work ready to you know, fix what we have to.
Jones back to throw. Looking for the deep ball down the right sideline in the air and intercepted by the Cowboys.
This is football, chump. All you got to do when a man gets the ball is tackle him. Get it? The man with the ball. Bring him down.
It's a cool game to be involved in. And going against these guys and then playing them in the preseason and just kind of, and then knowing a lot of those guys over there, this will be a fun matchup. Urgency to win games. That's what it's about. How does it wear on me? Because I know that we're on the right path, and I know we're just a few plays from getting over the top.
And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the oven without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
And so, from all accounts, come Sunday at 1, we have malfunction taking on dysfunction at the junction of bad to worse. Somebody is going to win ugly, and somebody is going to, at best, look good losing. And using the word good by anybody with anything said about either team comes with the risk of losing your self-respect, your credibility, your reputation, and your legacy. John McKay, he was once asked about his team's execution, and he said he was all for it. If we were asking Mike Tyson about these two teams in 2019, he might say what he said about his own career after losing to Lennox Lewis, fading into Bolivian. This is a must-win game for both teams. And when was the last time that was heard for two teams not going to the playoffs or facing elimination, this game has less to do with winning and more to do with avoiding another loss, especially to a team that may be just as bad or worse than you. Whoever wins this game, well, okay, and you breathe a sigh of relief that your team wasn't as embarrassing as they have been this season. If your team wins this game, you might be surprised they did so without looking good. And nobody, not one fan of either team, wants to win on any official's call or non-call that gives NFL officiating as many black eyes as both the Giants and Jets together. If come Monday, we all lose if the officiating is more the story than the game. So, time to choose your poison. You know of the fearless forecaster coming to America to escape the oppression of soccer, UL listed batteries included. He was president, as you know, president of the MTA, founded the PTA, and had a career low ERA, and made famous, you know this as well, by FDR, when he told us all the only thing we have to fear is Fearless himself. And to this day, Fearless lives off FDR Drive on the corner of Happy and Healthy. For first-time subscribers to the Fearless newsletter, now available is the Fearless coin, with his likeness on one side and on the other side, in bold letters in Fearless, we trust. And the coin is free. I'll say that again. The coin is free with only shipping and handling, a bundled service fee, an internet surcharge, and a small city, state, federal, and excise and user tax to pay for. The coin, of course, comes with directions on how to win any flip of the Fearless coin when you establish heads you win, tails you lose with the use of your coin. Sunday, 1 p.m., MetLife Support Stadium, Shermer's Murmurers Row, taking on Gaze's Ghastly Gang. Fearless knows that both teams are so far down with coaching and looks, approach, preparation, presentation, game planning, play calling, fundamentals, and execution that both teams have to use binoculars looking up to see rock bottom. Fearless will now whisper something to Adam Gase. Jets fans, don't whisper. You will hear them in your sleep forever. Pat of Shermer's Murmurers Row has to know that losing to the New York Jets will make you wish you were back in Minnesota ice fishing. Fearless, by the way, sent a memo to the Duke of Durham. Hold on to that football like it's your firstborn. Fearless wants Sam to pay attention to the snap. And then, once you take that snap, you take yourself and your team crackling and popping your way down the field, looking as good as you and your fan base want you to be. And so, for the New York Football Giants and for the New York Jets, that's a tie.
Fearless Forecaster
has spoken, and he's never been wrong, and you know that. By the way, let me get this in case you didn't hear, and I'm sure you have already. As you know, the Yankees have a new pitching coach, Matt Blake is his name, replacing Larry Rothschild. He's all of 33 from the Cleveland Indians organization and a one-time Northeast scout for the Yankees. Now, Matt comes to the Yankees knowing that a high spin rate times pitches thrown over five innings equals a probable better-than-average strikeout-to-walk ratio. Since arm angles less than 90 degrees reduce launch angles with more check swings, more swings and misses, leading to less than solid contact, producing more ground balls and reduced exit velocity on fly balls, making them easier to track, run down, and catch. Since Matt majored in philosophy and psychology at Holy Cross, the Yankees are hoping he becomes what Freud was to psychology and Socrates was to philosophy. However, let the record show that neither of the three, Matt Blake, Freud, or Socrates, could ever figure out how to prevent hanging sliders. And the Yankees, by the way, as you probably know as well, they have a new catching coordinator, Tanner Swanson. Catching coordinator is code for Gary Sanchez's babysitter. Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.